Schofield Nursing Home is a 120-bed facility in Kenmore. Ann Kaskowski's mom, 91-year-old Mary Jane Meinzer, has been a resident here for the last 4 years.
Because of arthritis, like I said, she's all there, mind-wise.
When New York State banned visitors from nursing homes, Kaskowski was of course worried about the coronavirus, but also had another concern.
And the reason we visit her, there's five of us, and we visited her as much as possible to keep her mind going, because her mind is sharp. She's very smart, and she has a great memory. But sitting in here, I'm afraid that that'll be lost, and that was my biggest fear, I think.
Kaskowski finally got to visit her mom for the first time in more than 4 months. Kaskowski's sister, Mary Lou Plesak, even drove up from Olean to join.
Well, she came out and said,
"Yeah, she
hi,
started with
waving," and she. I was so happy to see that she seemed the same to me.
More than 130 visitors have come to Schofield since it reopened July 20th. They have to have their temperature checked, wear masks, and socially distance from the residents. No hugs or kisses allowed. Schofield is eligible for visits because no residents or staff members tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 28 days. In fact, Schofield hasn't had a single resident test positive during the entire pandemic. While visitors could maybe jeopardize that, Schofield President and CEO Randy Gerlach says there was no hesitation to reopen.
A nursing home is intimidating enough for patients and families. And you don't want people to feel like they're jailed or like they lose their ability to do what they want to do. Our job is to try and create the most secure environment and safe environment through this epidemic.
But Schofield is an outlier. Of New York's 613 nursing homes, just 18% are currently open to visitors. The State Department of Health says roughly a third of nursing homes, some 200 facilities, are eligible to open, but haven't submitted reopening plans to them. WBFO is unable to determine whether any of these nursing homes are in Western New York because the state is not identifying them.
Quite frankly, they're failing their residents.
Lindsay Heckler is an attorney with the Center for Elder Law and Justice, a Buffalo nonprofit legal agency.
There's no excuse for not reopening due to they're not having a plan. People haven't seen their loved ones in, 4 months? Facilities should have been planning for reopening during that time. There's no excuse.
Stephen Hance is president of the New York State Health Facilities Association, a nursing home trade group. He says the real issue is the state's 28-day COVID-free rule, which is based on federal government guidance. According to state data, up to 50% of nursing homes are ineligible to open due to having a case within the last 28 days. Hance is asking the state to soften the threshold to just 14 days.
So basically go from 28 days to 14 days free, because that would align with the 14-day quarantine period for any infected staff. It just makes sense. And from there, in looking at our numbers, it would dramatically open up nursing homes to visitation.
In some cases, the 28-day rule has forced open nursing homes to reclose. Albert Powler was scheduled to visit his wife Marilyn at the Elderwood Nursing Home in Lancaster July 22nd.
And we were set to go, and a call came like 24 hours before saying, "Nope, we have an active case."
He'll now have to wait at least another month.
I feel it's tougher because we thought we got over the hard issues. And to answer your question, it's more difficult. You know, waiting again now 28 days, just holding your breath, you know.
Heckler agrees the state could soften the 28-day rule, like by allowing nursing homes with COVID cases to still hold outdoor visitation. The state legislature will start hearings next week on the COVID crisis in nursing homes. Heckler is set to testify and plans to address the slow visitation rollout in her testimony.
So our legislature, they know this is an issue. So I would hope they will ask those difficult questions on nursing home operators who are asked to testify, and also hopefully the Department of Health.
For Kaskowski and Plesak, they say they're just fortunate that for now, they can still visit their mom.
But one day at a time.
Yeah.
I mean,
because all day, if they get a case, then it's over. So.
Right. That's that too. And
just hope people keep following the rules and the trends.
It could be worse, and we're grateful for what we have.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.